Seeing some positivity in the cattle complex. Quiet and mixed action elsewhere on Friday. You're listening to the American Ag Network. I'm Jesse Allen with this market update. Kyle Bumstead with Allendale joins us for today's market wrap-up. And Kyle, let's dive into this cattle complex. Futures, a little bit of green on the day Friday. Watching a cash trade that was steady to a couple bucks lower here this week. As you take a look across the cattle complex, what's your feeling into the weekend?
Lack of sellers basically is what it looks like to me, sir. I mean, we've come here, we've been hit hard here the last, three, four sessions here. And yesterday there on Thursday, it looks like we could have potentially put in a blow off bottom. I don't think it was enough for a V bottom recovery yet. I think we're going to consolidate here for, a few sessions and then figure out which way we want to go. Now, like you said, cash on the 246 area is about $2 lower here than we were last week. So got to take that in consideration as well, too. Everybody's kind of wondering what next week's going to bring, as well as a potential slaughter pace. Now, there on Thursday, early Thursday morning, well, actually late Wednesday night, there was talks of walk out of that Fort Morgan, Colorado plant there, that Cargill plant or whatever. And that's been kind of been talked about here for the rest of the week here. And I think that was, potentially supposed to have something figured out here today on that, but not sure. So we're going to be watching those slaughter numbers here, and it looks like slaughter pace is going to be a little bit lighter here this week. And I kind of think deep down, these packers know that there's a hole coming, and they're trying to push some cattle back into that hole. So they might be doing some of that here in the next day, in the near future here, trying to work these slaughter numbers around here to see if they can push some cattle back into that hole rather than have to pay up later. So that's kind of what it feels like here. But there's been a lot of technical selling here as far as the charts go, both feeders and live cattle. And I think today here on Friday, just basically a lack of sellers here has kind of bounced this complex. Now, it would be good going home here to see us hold this 244 and a half area as far as this June contract. That'd be a nice area for us to hold psychologically. It'd also be holding some major support down there as well, too, technically. But it'd be nice to close up here in the upper just part of today's distribution, both feeders and live cattle. So a lot of moving parts here that we've seen. We're seeing a little bit of bear spreading in the feeders here with that April. Now, April goes off here on Thursday the 30th, so those cattle there, those feeders are going to be getting really close to the index here, getting be matched up to the index here pretty quick-like here as we move forward here into next week. Now, I do think that there's a decent lineup of sales here we're going to see here the last week of April. So there's a chance we could settle this index here, 370 or above. Right now it's sitting at 370. So I do think when the Merc updates it later, it's going to be under 370. So we're going to have to really have some good sales here first part of next week here to get this feeder cattle index back above 370.
You mentioned the Fort Morgan plant there, too, and I'm going to use that as a cheap segue to also bring in this border issue. And it's the rumor, yeah, I guess, that's out there. We continue to have the rumors. We saw them last week, and we traded off of it. And then this week, we kind of traded off of it, and then Secretary Rollins canceled her trip to Arizona. So how much is this cattle complex feeding off of all of these different rumors right now versus the technicals and fundamentals, Kyle?
Well, I'm going to tell you this much. The flies are already here. I mean, the flies don't know what a border is. If we're that close and they're finding them down in Mexico that close, they're already here. I mean, it's just a matter of time before somebody finds it and starts reporting and things go crazy. I don't know. I don't think they're going to open the border up in Texas anytime soon. They're going to open it up way out in Arizona, somewhere a long ways away from where the alleged flies are, and see what happens there. And it's going to be a small amount, but I don't think there's going to be a lot of Mexican cattle coming into the U.S. anymore. I think that some of their industry and their infrastructure got improved down there, and they're figuring out that they can make money processing beef, and so they're shipping that beef out in the world. And folks are saying, well, what happened to all those cattle that are penned up down there? Those are already through the food chain. Those cattle, they were slaughtered and processed, and they've already been through the food chain. So I think that Mexico is probably going to keep that going, and we can see that by the amount of corn that we're getting exported to Mexico. I mean, they picked up on their exports, and that's a good thing for both sides there, for the grain side of things here. So it's getting rid of some corn here, and we still got some cheap corn up here for our cattle feeders as well, too. We've still got plenty of corn laying around here for us to use, too. So A lot of moving parts here, especially too as far as this grain complex goes. We finish up the week with option expiration here today as well.
Yeah, and I'm glad you brought up the grains and corn in particular. Demand's been good, even though this corn market hasn't really budged a whole lot here this week. And I wonder with the corn conversation if that piece of the grain market is more or less waiting on a fresh headline or something else technically to move this market one way or another, Kyle.
it feels like it's waiting on some press headline or something to trip the algorithms up, or trip Watson up, if you will, to figure out which way it wants to go, if it wants to bust out and run higher, or if it wants to roll over and go back to the bottom end of the range. So basically we're sitting here in the middle of the range, and we're at the top end of the range right now as far as this corn complex goes.
How about, you know, mentioned to me before we jumped on the air with how dry things are, especially your neck of the woods there in Nebraska, and, you know, down into Kansas and more. I know that's been a big talking point in the wheat complex, for instance, this week. I mean, your thoughts on that dryness and some of the impact from weather in some of these grain markets?
Well, there's some weather premium out there, but, you know, you got Kansas City wheat right now. You're sitting here, what, 11 and a half cents carry from that July to Sep. So, I mean, you've got some carry out there in that complex right now. And it looks to me like, yeah, there's an issue. But right now the commercials don't seem to be too concerned about it right now. There's a little concern, but most of that's been from non-commercial traders right now as far as buying it. So there's still carry out there in that complex as far as Kansas City wheat goes. There's carry out there all the way through, and that tells me that the commercials are okay with the supply that we have coming on here, or the amount of wheat that we have sitting around right now. They're not going to have to bid up to buy a new crop.
All right. Kyle, any final thoughts you'd have for folks? Anything you'd reiterate to them on today's market wrap-up?
Yeah, I think folks need to watch out here as far as this April live cattle expiration and getting diving into some of these forward spreads here on the cattle. I've heard some really bad stories out there, so do be careful here. If you're looking at those forward spreads, they've been working a little bit differently than they have in the past. Also, keep your eyes on the seasonal feeder cattle. There's some seasonals coming up here in this feeder cattle complex here after we flip the calendar the 1st of May.
Always remember that risk of trading futures and or options can be substantial. With that, Kyle Bumstead from Allendale, thanks as always for joining us here on today's market wrap-up. We appreciate it. Have a great weekend.
Thank you. You too.
Once again, Kyle Bumstead from Allendale joining us for the Friday market wrap-up for April 24th here on the American Ag Network. I'm Jesse Allen reporting.